65, Roger and JP on BAB.
I'm just reading more of this Lindsay Lohan thing. This dude, apparently, according to sources, was choking her, threatened to throw acid in her face. Then on Tuesday, went to go move the stuff out with his mommy because he's like 23 years old. He's a business heir, so he's a spoiled rich kid.
So his mom helped him move out?
Yeah, she's upset. Lindsay's safe. That's the most important thing right now. My question, I asked earlier, what it would take for you to get involved, or for any father, for that matter, to get involved in their daughter's relationship. But why is it that I don't think I would get involved with my sons? Dude, that's your problem. I lived it. We all had us. I get it. It's your problem. However, I think if I found out my son put his hands on her, on a woman, I'd kill him.
You'd get involved with your son instantly.
Yeah. I would, yes. But, yes, but because he was not raised that way. He's never seen that.
Right.
I
could see where you might step in if your daughter-in-law is really, becoming, the dominant one in the relationship, maybe messing him up financially or abusing him verbally or whatever. Even if it's not physically, I'd be like, what is going on between the two of you? I could see where you might go in the middle of that if it's a real mess.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, where your son, you kind of leave on an island in a way and... Here, take care
but
of yourself.
My daughter, I feel like I have to protect.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I absolutely feel the same way. But acid threat or a physical is when I would get in. I'm not sure anything
I'd
before.
Because
the threat of throwing acid, I mean, the kid's crazy, obviously.
I think I'd get in way before acid attack.
What if he says verbal threat other than that? I don't know. It's got to be serious. Otherwise, she should be able to handle it.
Verbal threat, I'm in.
Yeah. And you see her and whatever guy she's in a relationship with or married to, and there's a conflict going on. When do you jump in? Do you get in during words? Do you get in only when it gets too physical? 955-WBAB. Billy Mack, go ahead, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, you know me. I got a son and a daughter. The son, you're on your own, kid. The daughter, if the guy says something in front of me that I consider threatening, if he's going to say it in front of me, imagine what he's doing behind my back.
Right.
That's a good point.
I would put him in the wood chipper feet first so I could watch his expression.
Right. And you know something? I think it would be, even before that, I feel like if he ever talked down to my daughter in front of me.
Exactly, John.
I mean,
he's talking that way in front of you.
Right.
Imagine what he's saying when you're not there.
Yeah, right. That's just a hint of what's going on. That's so true.
Like if he called her, even if he said, stop being a bitch, that would get me out of my chair.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say, come here, me and you, we need to go have a couple of words outside.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to you in private.
Clearly, we need to have a discussion.
Thanks, Billy.
Yes, sir.
I think we're all in that area. Certain things will make us, especially the way it's said, might make us get out of our chair.
Daddy, no, don't hit him. Sorry.
Too late. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock, Roger JP.
Close your eyes.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 7:05, sunny and 90 degrees today. 955-WBAB. We're talking about the Lindsay Lohan situation in London where her father was making threats to her boyfriend, fiance, over text. The fiance threatened her with an acid attack and choking her and stuff. And so she threw him out. And in our lives, all of us, where's the time as a dad of a daughter when you would get involved? This guy's got a little story, what happened with him and his daughter and her boyfriend. Go ahead.
I had a situation with my daughter. He ended up saying one word to her. He called it a C word.
Whoa.
That's all it took. And let me tell you something. He's history now. He's gone. We kicked him out and everything. But one time he turned around and said to her, because they have a baby together, he says, you're no good. You're not a good mother to her. And I just said to him, I said, listen, princess. While you're sleeping during the day, because you say you work so damn hard, she's up at 5 o'clock every morning taking care of your daughter. So I wouldn't even go that far. I said, do me a favor, pack your shit and get the hell out.
Nice job. So he was living in your house when he said that.
And it took a set of balls to do that to me. And so, that's all I heard him say is the C word. And that just lit off a fire in my body.
Absolutely.
He's lucky he's still alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you call my daughter the C word.
So you just kicked him out, but you didn't hit him.
Oh, trust me, it came very close.
Yeah.
He was trying to call the cops on me, and I told him, I said, call him. I'd love to meet him, and I want to wear silver bracelets.
I bet.
You call my daughter the C word, you're going to be tough to find.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And I'm not trying to be a tough guy. I'm not none of that stuff. You call my daughter the C word, I'm going to snap, and you're going to be difficult to find.
Well, like he just said, too, it lights up a fire in your body. Yeah. I can totally see. I'm not a violent guy, but I feel it. I know it's there, and I would definitely pop. No way. That would set me off right away. Right on. Well, good job. You got the guy out of the house.
What would Evil Raj do?
I'll tell you what. I'd murder the guy. Bury his body right in the backyard, under the hot tub.
Isn't that where the dead hookers are?
They're all over the place, not just in my backyard. In my summer house in Florida, mansion out in Southern California.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
And a few others over in my palace in Paris.
Thanks, Evil Raj. I didn't know.
I guess Evil Raj hit the numbers.
Thanks for hanging out this morning. We're loaded.
708 Ted has traffic.
Your VAB security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Long Island traffic, Long Island Railroad, westbound delay.